and was going to make a run for gas. Here, I'm going to pull a big fatty. Oof. And give you a little bit of brief, this has been my day, with a little bit of details, I suppose. Coming at you with the old lapel mic stuck on my hat instead of my lapel, because appreciation to everyone who sent us some feedback on how the last actual show that we recorded with these lapel mics sounded.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online!
I'm gonna pull a big fatty. Oof!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3720 of the BFO for Monday the 9th of May 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Big Fatty, that's it. You didn't do a whole hell of a lot. Jack's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you'll find out why you're a Lumberjack's Big Fatty. Is that because you're like Archer? You wear those plaid shirts? No. Is it because you're a Lesbeterian like Miss Beaver? No. But I'll tell you when I tell you about the weekend. Oh, Big Fatty, we can hardly wait to find out. Did that sound genuine? I'm trying to hone my acting skills. Okay.
Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. It's 100 days. It's 100 days until the big cruise of a lifetime. Well, the vacation of a lifetime. You know, we're flying into Rome, Italy. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that's part of Mexico, right? Yes. And having a few days there, and then the cruise of a lifetime around the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, yo, we're at 100 days until we fly out to what is that place? Rome. And, y'all, I'm meeting with my travel agent. We'll call her Joan. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that's a good name. Well, that is her name. Meeting with her at the cafeteria on Thursday, and y'all, we're gonna talk about some of the last details that we need to take care of, and then. Yo, we're also looking at tours to do while we're in a row. Big Fatty! Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday little show. Y'all, nothing exciting per se happened on Thursday. Y'all, on Friday, the Nip wanted to go to the Costco, and so I said, well, I'll ride with you. And that afternoon, he drove, and we went over there. I didn't buy anything. I didn't need anything. And so anyway, did a little shopping. Y'all, they've got like an outdoor counter that has like three stools on it. It could be a bar, I suppose, but y'all, and it was on sale, and I liked it, but I didn't get it. And y'all, it's heavy as a mullet. And Big Fatty, you know those mullets, you know, especially, you know, on the young kids, you know, party in the back, and something's up front, too. I don't remember what it is, but, you know, not that kind of mullet. didn't get it, but y'all, I'm still thinking about it. Still thinking about it. Talked it over with Durwood and the Nip on a Friday night. Y'all, it was just the three of us. Just the three of us for Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, it was an okay meal. I had the wedge solid. Yeah, I gotta say this. Yo, the Von's East wedge of blue cheese that they sell in the cheese fancy cheese section, the premium comes in the black wedge packaging. Y'all, it is so good, and it is pungent. Oh yes, Big Fatty, is as pungent as the turlet after Granny lets loose. That's it. But y'all, by the way, we had a had a story from Granny. Granny gave us a FaceTime call during Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, I've told him I want him to call this in for Shark Week. But y'all, it's only Granny. That's all I'm going to say. Only Granny, Big Fatty. Y'all, anyway... but we had the wedge solid, and then I had some gyros. The Nip, of course, doesn't like anything that, he immediately doesn't like something, even though he's never had it. And so he didn't like it, so he stuffed his gyro with ham. But anyway... Yeah, it was not a late evening or anything like that, and y'all, I've slept real well this weekend. Is all I gotta say. Just lovely, lovely, I tell you, right? Big Fatty, I think he'll be 2,000. Woody just said that along with you. Well, I think that would be lovely, just lovely. But anyway, y'all got up. No. Before I forget, y'all, for right night, y'all, we had just finished eating our supper, and y'all, I had asked Durwood if he would bring his, electric chainsaw over. Y'all, the tree I had in my backyard, it was dead as a Triscuit. So y'all, I asked him if he'd bring it over, and y'all, I've never liked that tree. I've never liked it. It just didn't. No. So y'all, we cut it down. It truly was as dead as it can be. Y'all, there wasn't the first inkling of sap anywhere when we cut it down. And y'all, we chopped it up, and I'm giving some of the, and I mean, y'all, it wasn't more than about 2 inches, maybe 2.5 inches in diameter at the base. chopped it up, and I'm got it for my neighbor to put in his fire pit. Oh, Big Fatty. I thought you was talking about Hendrick putting something in his fire pit. Oh, Big Fatty, I've made it vulgar. Y'all, speaking of Hendrick, maybe coming to visit. Maybe coming to visit sometime soon. Big Fatty. But anyway, tell him to bring his fire pit with him. Cut it down and everything, and y'all, it was just a nice evening. Got up on Saturday, y'all. we had the weather move through, and y'all, we're having unseasonably cool weather. Y'all, we we're going to be down, I think, as I record this on Mother's Day, I think we're going to be in the 40s this evening for the overnight low, and in the low 50s till like through Thursday or something like that. And y'all, we're struggling to make it to 70 degrees today. Big Fatty is just lovely. And the nip, y'all, the nip, he is like, oh, I am freezing. Big Fatty, maybe you ought to move to Miami. Miami with the rest of the cold and infirmed people. Well, could be. But I think he's looking at Arizona now. Oh, Big Fatty, please alert NASA and yeah. What was I gonna say? But y'all, on Saturday, just y'all, it's been the nipple walks have just been lovely. And and y'all, there was some sort of hoot nanny over in the park in the middle of Fat Acres. There was some sort of dancing, and y'all, we walked into the Nip, and I did a quick little afternoon walk and walked by, and they were doing some sort of belly dancing or something like that. I don't know what it was, but y'all, also because it was Mother's Day weekend, oh, Big Fatty, did the flowers come from Moose Pea? You know, the day is not over. Y'all recorded the LFC on Saturday with old Vader. He was heading up to Hatville to spend Mother's Day with the Hat Arena. And so we recorded it. It'll be coming out at regular time on Monday. Oh, Big Fatty, thank goodness. There's still time to enjoy the... Well, anyway. Anyway, y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, I got to tell you, one of my mother, you know, since I'm recording on Mother's Day, one of my mother's face, she had two flowers that she absolutely loved. She loved yellow roses, and y'all, she loved gardenias. And y'all, my gardenia bush, it must have 20 blooms on it right now. And y'all, it just makes me so happy that it is in full bloom for Mother's Day. And I'm going to snip off some of the blooms and put them in a little dish of water and put them here in the villa enjoy the magnificent stench they put off. But Big Fatty, and y'all, I made on Saturday night, I had thawed out some hamburger, and I made something that my mother referred to as Spanish stew. Now y'all, all it is ground beef and tomato, you know, crushed tomatoes or tomato paste or tomato sauce or whatever, and some onion. And y'all, instead of putting the spaghetti separate on the plate, I think she came up with it because she didn't have enough noodles, you know, for everybody to have a big old plate of noodles and then put spaghetti sauce. She just broke up the spaghetti and put it in with the meat and tomato sauce and all that. And y'all, that makes it Spanish stew. So y'all, I made me some Spanish stew, and y'all, that's why I'm belching. Oh, Big Fatty, how lovely that you've cooked what your mother did as a child, and it's giving you gas. Well, nothing's changed. And y'all, I was but just before I started recording, y'all, I was watching those Hatlanta Braves. Y'all, it is it's Mother's Day, and y'all, they're all wearing pink socks and pink armbands, and they've got pink bats, and y'all, it's just, oh, Big Fatty is just pretty in pink. It is indeed. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Thank you. Gussie, y'all, a couple other things. Y'all, I got my Sudokus all weekend, and you know, these are the difficult ones for the weekend. But y'all in the newspaper, on Sunday, y'all, they had the list of top baby names for this year. And y'all, this is compiled this from Social Security, you know, because when you have a child, you have to get them a Social Security number and everything. And y'all, Liam.
Oh, Big Daddy, carry an umbrella?
Yes, carry an umbrella is the top name for boys. And Olivia is now the top name for girls. For the boys, it was Liam, then Noah.
Big, very pianist, Noah.
Yes. And then Oliver, Elijah, James, William, Benjamin, Lucas, Henry, and Theodore.
Oh, Big Betty, I know the Cleavers are very happy about that.
Y'all, for the girls, it is Olivia, then Emma.
Big Betty, that was your grand hat, Tarina's name, it was. Charlotte, Amelia, Ava, Sophia, Isabella, Mia, Evelyn, and Harper. Big Fatty Harper?
Yes. We'll be ready for the PTA, that's for sure. Y'all, now the top male names that have decreased in popularity are Jackson, J-A-X-T-Y-N, Carson, K-A-R-S-Y-N, and Xavier, X-Z-A-V-I-E-R. And y'all, Denise, in various spellings, has declined in popularity for the girls.
Big Fanny, was the nephew, did it decrease for the boys? No.
Y'all, I've never heard of anyone named Jackson or Carson spelled that way, or even Xavier spelled that way. But y'all, y'all, the fastest growing in popularity, but they're not in the top 10 yet. For the boys, it is Amiri, A-M-I-R-I. And for the girls, Amiri, and Raya, R-A-Y-A, for the girls.
Big Fatty, this is just absolutely useless information you've provided, and we thank you for that. We all know the best name for little girls is Baby Kathleen.
Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all heard from Granny on Sunday. He wasn't supposed to be coming back till Wednesday, but he's coming back later today on Monday. I've alerted the authorities, and they will be on the lookout for public restroom shodding. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Tim from that Tastes Like Burning little show. And Tim, what's one thing you never want to say?
I'm going to pull a Big Fatty.
Oof.
Oh, vomit. Yeah, there you go, a good splatter. You need a good splatter if you're going to talk about Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.